The cob had been seen already by people down below. One of the salesmen in the music store was standing by the front window looking out. When he saw the big white bird approaching, he yelled to the storekeeper, "Large bird approaching, get your gun." The storekeeper grabbed his shotgun and raced to the sidewalk. The cob was low in the sky, gliding straight for the store. The storekeeper raised his gun. He fired both barrels in quick succession. The old cob felt a twinge of pain in his left shoulder. Thoughts of death filled his mind. Looking back, he saw a bright red drop of blood staining his breast. But he kept going straight for the storekeeper. "The end is near," he said to himself. "I shall die in the performance of duty. I have only a few moments remaining to live. Man in his folly has given me a mortal wound. The red blood flows in a steady trickle from my veins. My strength fails. But even in death's final hour, I shall deliver the money for the trumpet. Goodbye, life. Goodbye, beautiful world. Goodbye, little lakes in the north. Farewell, springtimes I have known with their passion and ardor. Farewell, loyal wife and loving sons and daughters. I, who am about to die, salute you. I must die gracefully as only a swan can." With that, he sank to the sidewalk, held out the money bag and the slate to the astonished storekeeper, and fainted away at the sight of his own blood. He lay limp on the sidewalk, to all appearances a dying swan. A crowd quickly gathered. "What's this?" exclaimed the storekeeper, bending over the bird. "What's going on here?" He quickly read the note on the slate. Then he tore open the money bag and began pulling out $100 bills and $50 bills.